And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. In Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and we have a great guest in the studio for Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer. Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters is here. We're going to be talking fishing. We're going to be talking about great new Shimano products. We're going to be talking about going fishing with Captain Benny Florentino. You stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a fun show today, man.
It is. Captain Benny Florentino, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Awesome. And, man, Memorial Day weekend. How about that? How's this year flying by?
How did this get here? Like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, looking at the weather coming down beautiful San Diego, it was raining and overcast. I'm wearing shorts and my Olukai flip-flops, and I'm going, God, what happened to San Diego sunshine? It's Memorial Weekend.
Typical Memorial Day weekend. You know, it's like how many people have been caught in a storm out on Memorial Day weekend, right?
It's
kind of that unofficial but official start of let's go fishing.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and fishing is good right now. Very
good.
It's
amazing.
Good.
It hasn't stopped.
No.
That's the amazing thing about this year. And now they're saying that El Nino has intensified to be a 100% deal.
Like it's on.
It's going to be like a mega El Nino.
Yeah. We're excited for the summer because I know predictions for the fall are looking for a lot of water, a little bit of rain, a lot of rain. But the summer should be another epic summer for fishing, period.
Oh, yeah. There's already tuna being caught, both yellowfin tuna down below and then bluefin tuna on this side of the border. I believe you said San Diego had half-day fishing, local fishing.
San Diego had limits to yellowtail yesterday, and then the Eclipse on a three-quarter-day trip had bluefin in U.S. waters. I mean, it's just happening. Everything is happening right now.
Yeah, and there's the volume they say that they're seeing is just unreal.
And again, the yellowtail fishing has just been stellar for the last year. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah. And there's a lot of coverage this weekend, too. Down at Fisherman's Landing yesterday and Point Loma Sport Fishing, it was a buzz. Guys waiting to go jump on day-and-a-half trips and 3-day trips. I know the Royal Star's on a 3-day trip.
There's some coverage. Like we're gonna have a very good idea of where we're sitting with this yellowfin that's down below, which is not that far away. I mean, that yellowfin's getting caught at 70 miles. I mean, that's just a regular overnight trip distance. But, yeah, like you said, the Royal Star left on a 3-day. The Shogun left on a 3-day. The Independence is on a 3-day. The Condor's on a 4-day. And we're gonna have some good coverage this weekend. We're gonna have a very good idea of how we stand once we get through these next couple of days. And obviously we already know because there's fish local.
Yeah. Did you, speaking of the Royal Star, did you see their new website?
No, I need to check it out.
Oh, fantastic. Really? Online booking now. They've completely redone their website.
Awesome.
And so it looks great. RoyalStarSportFishing.com. You can actually book online, see trip availabilities, and see what's available. So I just kind of stumbled. I didn't hear it. I just kind of stumbled upon it yesterday. I was like, check that. I wanted to see if they had any space available.
Oh, yeah.
Day
and a half great.
The following week. So check that out. RoyalStarSportFishing.com. Really helpful
really
when you can see what's available and what's not. So if you're ready to go fishing, let's go.
Absolutely.
Right? So, Benny, what have you been doing with Coastal Charters? You've been fishing, haven't you?
I've been doing a lot of fishing. You know, been fortunate enough to have our local yellowtail fishing up there in the Horseshoe Kelp area, 150 area, Catalina, San Clemente, but been really focusing the efforts locally, you know, 6 to 8 miles off the out of the harbor, and we're already looking for bird schools.
So cool.
It's you know, pretty much the theme since, December for us. Yeah, some days they bite. I mean, they'll bite the paint off the boat. And some days, you know, you have to look for that school that wants a bite, so you have to adjust. Obviously the surface iron fishing has been great. Not too much yo-yo fishing. And, you know, when they're not on the yo-yo, you throw a small swim bait. But
you were saying that this morning. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, a 1 ounce war bait in natural color, and then a 4-inch big hammer in bait fish color, and you just find a school that doesn't want to eat the surface iron. You throw a swim bait, you know, and they just, you know, because they're eating all that small bait.
Yeah.
The yellowtail fishing.
Whoa.
Yeah, the yellowtail fishing has just been absolutely stellar and good grade. You know that 18 to 30 pound fish. So there are no slouches out there. None of that 10 to 12 stuff at you know, areas of the Catalina and even at Clemente. And obviously the bass fishing has just been stellar. Just stellar bass fishing.
Both at Clemente and Catalina?
Clemente, Catalina. And haven't been doing too much local fishing, but I'm sure once that water temperature stabilizes up in our area, we've been having so much upwelling. You know, we've had 59, 58, 56 degree water on the beach. But you come off the beach about 5 miles, you get that 62 to 64 degree water where the yellow's been hanging out and all the bait's at. And then at the islands, it's been anything from 64 to 67 degrees.
Jeez.
67 degrees in May?
Oh, it's just phenomenal.
That's so cool.
Phenomenal. Wow. And this has been going on since March.
So, unbelievable.
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
So tell us about Coastal Charters. What do you do? Where do you take people? How's the operation work?
I run
a personal guided trip, and that's on my Ranger 240 Bahia. It's powered by a 250 Verado four-stroke.
Really nice boat.
Very, very nice, very quiet, very comfortable. I have all top-of-the-line Shimano rods, reels, all the lures.
Wait, let's stop right there. Ricky, he's got stuff that we don't have.
I was just going to say, it's beyond top.
He brought some kind of top-secret stuff to show us that we haven't even seen yet.
I say, right? We all know where the top of the line is. Benny Line is somewhere hovering above that
above
on the stuff that we'll
line.
All get to check out a year from now or 2 years from now. Or every time, the last time I went fishing, he's like, hey, check this one out. Check this one out. Like, wait, what is this? Oh, we can't talk about that, but it's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. So when we want to see the newest from Shimano, we just go fishing with
that. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I'm sorry
to interrupt. That's okay.
That.
But you're right, though. I mean, it's as nice as gear can be. I mean, a lot of people tout what you're talking about, Benny. Like, oh, I've got gear that you can use. You don't just have gear. I mean, you have the nicest that a guy could want to use, rods, reels, for whatever the type of fishing you're doing.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just was outfitted with my offshore gear, and, you know, some of that, again, top-of-the-line Trinidads, Talicas, Saragossa spinning, even Stella spinning gear for you know, anglers that are not as proficient at casting a bait caster or a casting reel has the opportunity to use a high-end spinning outfit. And, you know, the goal is for success. So why not have the best for my guests and to hook fish of a lifetime and get them in the boat? That's the goal.
That's
what I offer. And along with beverages and snacks and instruction. I mean, I'm there for instruction to help, you know, an angler who just wants to eliminate that learning curve and battle, you know, some of the sport boats and come on and learn. I had a gentleman from Poland about 2 weeks ago came to one of my seminars and goes, you know, I want to learn that. He came out for the day. By the end of the day, he was literally casting like he was a deckhand on a sport boat, literally getting back, rearing back, turn his wrist. You know, you could see him do the whole process going, man,
you got it.
You got it down. So that's what, you know, that's the goal. You learn one or two things. You learn one thing when you come off the boat and you come as efficient as possible, becoming a better angler. As you know, some of the basic things like casting. I teach casting probably that's the number one because in order for us to catch those fish, you have to get to them, whether it's a lure or bait.
You take kids out, families?
Absolutely. Kids, husbands, wives, kids, grandparents, and grandkids, the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
I would say the same thing. I mean, obviously you offer an unbelievable service for somebody who's trying to learn and newer to it because you're such good with instruction and things like that, but I always think that it'd be so valuable for a guy who's a lot more than a beginner who can really absorb it. You know, I've already got the basics. My buddy and I fish calico bass all the time, but, you know, being able to go to the next level, you're going to learn so much because, you know, I mean, I don't think that the guide service is just for somebody that's new, but I think that somebody that's really into it has so much more to gain from it.
Every time I go fishing with Benny, I learn something new. Absolutely.
No, and you're absolutely correct. I just allude to being a golf instructor, you know. Some of the best pros in the world have golf instructors to just tweak them a little bit.
Exactly.
I mean, I had a gentleman that was been fishing forever. He goes, I want to extend my cast. I go, let me watch you fish for a little bit. And, you know, you watch them cast. And, you know, I learned this from Frank Lopresti like 50 bajillion years ago on casting. You know, that simple thing of just turning your wrist. You go from 2 o'clock, you'll release at 10, and you finish up at 9. You know, you look good, but also the cast goes
kind of like a follow through.
Exactly. It's just like a follow through on golf swing. And I tell you, just that simple thing has really improved a lot of anglers casting.
Yeah. So half day trips, like what would be a typical half day trip going fishing with
Well, right now, the half day trips are kind of neat because we're going out chasing yellowtail for the first part. If they go off the bite, we go up to Palos Verdes, which is about, you know, 5-6 miles away. And in that Ranger, I can get there in 15 minutes.
Exactly.
Well, you can get to Clemente in 20 minutes.
So, you know, we can be bass fishing for a couple hours, and then, you know, maybe the turn of the tide or the fish go on the afternoon bite, I can run back out, chase yellowtail for the rest of the day. So we can combo it up. We also have the breakwater, which is there. Then, you know, if everything's really that tough, heck, I'll go inside the bay and fish spotted bay bass. So there's a lot of opportunity for variety. You know, just like the San Diego Bay has variety in, you know, bonefish, spotty, sand bass, calicos, and even halibut, you know, I have that same opportunity because it's on the way back to the dock anyway. So, you know, why not hit it on the way back?
And weather dependent, weather comes up a little bit, you can fish inside.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, that's correct. You know, we can fish again, that I've just found an area that's been biting, you know, big sand bass, big calico bass on a different number of different lures, like some of the squad minnow, jackal squad minnow rip baits have been really, really good in there. And quality fish, believe it or not, in the harbor, you know, 3 to 5 pound fish.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good stuff. Well, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, one of the things that you're doing if you want to learn some, if you're going on one of our Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminars, Benny is going to be the instructor on several of them this year. The Searcher July 13th trip, day and a half,
day and a half
going to be on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's sold out, but, you know, you might keep trying there. The July 24th San Diego trip out at Sport Fishing sold out, but you're going to have Benny on there if you already signed up. But there are spots available on July 18th, Oceanside 95.
That's correct.
Which that's
going to
be a cool trip. One day on the Oceanside 95, nice big boat. And Angler Center in Newport Beach is booking that. So if you want to jump on there and go learn some stuff with Benny Florentino, call Angler Center. All the information's on our website, hookup1090.com. Just look for the July 18th trip aboard the Oceanside 95, and call Angler Center and get on the list and book that trip to go fishing with Benny. Be fun.
And you know, any of the Let's Talk Hookup Shimano on the water trips, you know, we've had some great instructors, Patrick Gee, Joe Sanger. I mean, all very, very accomplished instructors. But the great thing is, you know, is you get to, if there's a piece of equipment such as a Tranks, a Trinidad, Talica, even some of the great spinning outfits that we have, if you've never tried them and you're thinking about it, it's a great way to put it to use on the water. We have those available to use on the boat.
The amount of gear that you guys bring on those trips is truly amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
And again, you get an opportunity to field test yourself some of the top of the line Shimano equipment.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
Well, you're not kidding. We're so fortunate to have Benny in here, and lots to talk about today, from inshore to offshore, local tuna to yellowtail and calico bass. It's going to be an awesome show. We would love to have you join us this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways you can reach us here. And first would be with our local line, which is open right now. Best way to get through, 858-457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number, open right now. Or you can try us toll-free. That toll-free line, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. That's an opportunity to get through. Talk to Captain Benny Florentino, and not only are we going to be taking your phone calls, having lots of fun and talking fishing, Benny has given us just an awesome prize. I want to say thanks so much. One lucky caller is going to get to do the entire experience we talked about. A half-day trip going fishing with Captain Benny this July. You're going to get to come and experience everything that is going on one of Benny's coastal charters. Get that great fishing in. A very, very cool opportunity. And again, Benny, really thanks for that. That's awesome.
My pleasure.
What a cool trip some lucky listener is going to get to win. And again, if you want to get your chance to go fishing with Benny, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company, selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987. Jobsite Supply specializes in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Unistrut, the original metal framing system featuring the unique weldless connection. Unistrut metal framing is the time and money-saving alternative to conventional support methods. Come see the largest supply of Unistrut at Jobsite Supply. Check jobsitesupplyco.com for more details.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I got to tell you, since we have Benny Florentino here, let's talk about the new Torium HG by Shimano. Right?
I tell you, that Torium HG coupled with 65-pound Power Pro, you know, with the X-Shift bearing on the pinion gear, that larger handle for cranking down on those big yellows, and that new sleek finish is just an awesome reel for all-around yellowtail throwing the iron, tuna fishing. Just a great piece of equipment to have on your boat.
It truly is. It has that cast control knob so you can keep that backlash away. And amazing performance from a reel that's, in the $200 range?
That's the beauty of it. Yeah, it's a very affordable reel starting at $229, yeah. And it's a very comfortable, compact, high torque, very good free spooling reel. A perfect casting reel that doesn't hurt the budget.
There you go. The Torium HG, now available to your local tackle dealers from Shimano.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Saw Captain Brian Kiyohara last week from the American Angler pull it in, and they had some beautiful fish on that boat.
That boat's so cool.
And I was able to obtain, thanks to Brian Kiyohara, a little chunk of that yellowfin tuna from the boat, processed and just beautiful. Oh, so good. They do such a good job.
They do, man.
On the American Angler.
Yeah, their fish handling is just,
yeah.
You know, their whole deal, like you heard about in the commercial there, it's the family atmosphere, small group,
right.
Very, very hands-on, and that's how they treat their fish too, just like their passengers. They're so cautious with that fish. It just comes out so good.
Very, very loyal clientele, but they do have spots available on spring trips, June trips. They have amazingly enough availability on the American Angler. So you want to go on a great trip. I mean, they're biting.
Yeah.
So now would be a great time to jump on the trip on the American Angler. Check it out on their website, AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Link that right through the Let's Talk Hookup page, hookup1090.com. You go to our links page, and you can find them all in the long-range section.
That sounds good to me, man. Let's
yeah.
go.
Oh,
go
man,
for it. We'll have to find a four-day that's like the middle of the week, and we'll just go for it.
Okay. You're on.
Yeah.
So speaking of going with Benny Florentino, describe the trip that we're giving away today.
Well, obviously we're going to go and target Calico Bass to start. But
out of where we're going to launch?
We're going to launch out of Alamitos Harbor in Long Beach. And, if the yellows are still there, my guess in July, the water will be pretty warm. The yellows will probably still be, the yellowtail will still be there. And it'll be a great opportunity. The fish will really should be on the bite. Be able to throw wax wings, probably flat falls, but mainly fishing surface iron. And just chasing some bird schools in the morning and then fishing that calico bass in the afternoon. Unless the yellows are off the bite in the morning and they're more in the afternoon, we'll go fish calicos in the morning and then go fish yellows. So that would be the game plan for the morning. And hopefully I'll have some new toys for that guest to field test for me in July.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice. Some of the new Shimano gear that comes
out. Yeah. So I'm excited about that. But it's a great experience, and that's one thing that, you know, a lot of my guests will get when they come on a trip like that is just, if they don't mind me saying things like turn your wrist over and over or wine, wine, wine. There's three things I always say to them. One, turn your wrist, wine, 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 don't swing. You know, those three things. I always
follow those rules. You're good.
You're good. Yeah, totally you're good. Good.
And you learn a lot about fish and swim baits with Benny.
Swim baits. Anything artificial, you know, and, you know, I throw the gamut at them, you know, spinner baits, umbrella rigs, surface iron, wax wing, rip baits, you know, weedless bait and swim bait.
All those
techniques.
Above.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll tell you one thing, like, you know, Pete, you were saying every time you go with Benny, you learn something new. I know certainly I the same thing last time we fished together. And obviously every condition is different, but I was surprised at how, one, effective it was, but two, how fast we were fishing in a particular area. And Benny's like, oh, no, this is, we're going to really burn through there and make a lot of cast and turn the handle a lot of times and fish a lot faster and cover a lot more ground. And in even what one would consider slower conditions, you would get bit twice as good fishing twice as fast. Which, you know, sometimes you don't, you know, when things are slower, your mind says, okay, slow everything down. And Benny would go through an area so fast, and we caught so much better fishing fast than we did fishing slow.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, so that's going to be quite a trip for one of our lucky callers today.
I think so. And, you know, the thing about July, it's probably the optimum time to fish up at Palos Verdes where you know, it's the beginning of July is still spawning, but those fish are post-spawn, so they're real aggressive.
Oh, really?
And you can catch some really, really good ones
cool
that time of year.
Fish.
And, you know, absolutely, the scenery is fantastic, and the water's warm, the air is warm. It's just an ideal
summertime
in Southern California.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. What a cool trip.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to Benny. Let's jump into it.
All right, you got it. Why don't we start it off this morning with David, who's calling us from Encinitas. David, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for getting us started here this morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Indeed.
Thanks, David.
My question is for Benny. I got a new outfit for poppers for yellowfin for the summer. I wanted to know, for my Spectra, would you recommend putting a ball bearing swivel on and then, you know, maybe like a four foot piece of fluorocarbon onto my popper for casting?
That's a great question. As far as swivel, I would probably stay away from that. Leader doesn't hurt. Leader absolutely doesn't hurt. And I would straight tie that leader to the popper.
So tie the leader to the popper and then Pro to that.
Yeah, and then okay. Do whatever connection you're comfortable with doing on your Flora to Power Pro connection.
So what about a lot of guys like to use snap swivels? Not a good idea.
You know, it's all preference. There's some great snap swivels out there. A friend of mine uses a snap swivel for interchanging iron.
Sure.
And I've never been a believer because you're adding another knot and another connection that could fail. I say the least amount of connections for failure is probably best.
Yeah.
And I would stay away from snap swivels or anything like that.
Okay.
Good call.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up we jump right back into the phones, talk to Jack, who's calling us from Newport Beach. Good morning, Jack. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Jack.
Yo, Jack.
Jack is
1-2.
Are you there, Jack? No.
There he is. Good morning, Jack.
Hello.
Hi, Jack.
Go ahead.
Is this Jack?
Can't fucking hear.
Oh, well, why don't we try back again, and we'll do that. Yeah, we'll try again.
Good call. All right. How about Dan in Encinitas this morning? I know Dan's on there. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, morning, Dan.
First of all, I'm super stoked to be on that July 24th trip with Benny.
Nice.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Fished with him twice before. And he didn't even give me a hard time when my knot failed on the yellow. So thanks for that, Benny.
No worries. No worries, Dan.
And I was wondering, kind of in the market for some gear, and you have that new Torium on your boat?
I sure do. You know, I was fortunate enough to field test it before it came out. So I have a couple of 20s and a couple of 16s that, you know,
nice.
I have on the boat.
And how much are your trips? And one more question off subject. Any word on that oil spill and how it's affecting anything? I know Gundy's a Sunday guy, but then you heard anything about surf fishing. So I'll take a couple. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
Thanks,
you know, talking about that oil spill up there, Refugio, you know, I lived in Arroyo Grande. I used to drive down there. Beautiful part of the world.
Oh, so gorgeous.
Just an awesome place. And, you know, they had an oil spill in 2009 that affected it. And it took a while for it to clear up. So my guess has a huge impact. I mean, I know on the inshore, you know, this time of year up there's good sea bass fishing and calico fishing. And I'm sure it really had a huge impact on that area. Let alone it's Memorial Weekend, you know.
Yeah, and they had to close the usual campground.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh man, just a tragedy.
Yeah, it's just a shame. So yeah, huge effect. Long term, we'll see. We'll see. And then, as far as rates, Stan, and for any of the guests out there or any of the listeners, you can go to www.fishcoastalcharters.com, and it's a great looking website. My son Matt, who happens to work for AFCO, put together, and I update all the fishing reports on that website and also attach it to Facebook under Coastal Charters. So
fishcoastalcharters.com.
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay.
And all the rates are there, but for a half day trip, and that's usually from 6 to 1 or 2 or 3, depending on how fishing is. You're going to get 7 to 8 hours on a half day trip. Is $400, and that includes the use of all Shimano rods, reels, you name it, and all the lures, non-alcoholic beverages and snacks, and then me giving you a hard time behind the console while you're casting on the back.
All for $400.
For $400. And that includes two anglers.
Wow.
Two anglers.
Wow.
So two guys, a couple hundred bucks a piece, go fishing, bring a sandwich, and catch fish all day long.
And you're good to go.
So what if you want to go to Clemente? Why don't you go and spend a full day getting abused by Benny Florentino?
A full day is sun up to sundown or as long as you can handle it. And obviously, weather permitting, you know, it's $700, and that's fishing.
That's so inexpensive.
That's awesome, dude.
And again,
you got to think of how much fuel you're burning, the time, the effort. Getting everything ready.
That trip to Clemente, remember, it's a small boat fishing, so we have the opportunity to really move, find condition.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yellowtail bites up on the east.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a 20-minute ride from west to east, so, you know, you're on it pretty quick.
Yeah.
Fish don't bite there. You go in, chase birds. You know, it's...
And I've done it a few times with Benny. It is a great experience. I go with another buddy, just split it with them, and, you know, on my boat, $350 a piece, you know? Jeez. You cannot do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
have a one-on-one type of experience with a top guide.
And just the equipment is so right. And I don't mean just the tackle, but the boat and comfort and the ability to do it right. And like you say, make moves fast and stay comfortable the whole time. It's just the perfect platform for doing that trip.
It's a great...
That's cool.
I mean, it's a memorable day on the water every time I go with Ben.
It definitely is. And, you know, to experience the type of small boat fishing, you know, for anglers that maybe are just used to fishing party boats or that sort of thing, it's definitely a different experience party boat. You don't have that cheeseburger or the bump, but, you know, we'll work on that.
It could happen.
It could happen.
All right. You want to get through? All the lines are full, but keep on trying. 877-792-1090.
All right. Let's jump right back into them. Talk to Don. Don's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call this morning. Happy Memorial Day to everybody.
Same to you.
You too, Don.
Hey, I'm still exploring putting together a surface iron outfit for myself, and I had a question about a rod. I think, Rick, I heard you talk about the potential of taking like a Terramar and putting a reel seat on it instead of just, you know, having it, you know, out of the box. And I wanted to know what the advantages and disadvantages from your perspective and from Benny's would be to do that.
What do you think, Benny?
Well, you know, funny thing, Don, is I actually added reel seats to a lot of my, especially my surface iron outfits, because I usually interchange the reels quite a bit, you know, from Tranks to Trinidad 16 to Torium 20 to Torium 16. So I can do that, number one. And number two, it's comfort. I just don't like that big clamp, you know, cutting my hand up. For me, I like to grip that reel underneath, and I don't want anything obstructing my, you know, castability. And you know, it does add a little bit more weight to the outfit, so that's one reason why I did that. Plus, you can adjust that. When you have that reel seat put on the rod, you can, you know, go to whatever tackle place you're having it done by. Or if you're down in San Diego, those guys know exactly where to put it. at Fisherman's, but you can put that reel seat on there where you feel comfortable, where you're reeling your lure.
The thing that I gravitated towards those Terramars for, the reason we started doing that was I like that rod. I fish a lot more. I fish a lot in a private boat and on a sport boat, and the beauty of the Terramar is it's a fairly skinny butt section of a rod. And so to put a reel seat on a jig rod, whatever you decide, the thing is it has to go on from the butt section forward. And so traditionally when a rod builder or manufacturer is putting a reel seat on a rod, it goes from the tip down. It's the beginning process before you put guides on. So to add it after the fact, it's got to be the inside diameter of the reel seat has to be bigger than the butt section of the rod is, so you can slide it from the back going forward. And the beauty of those Terramars is they're a pretty skinny butt section, so you can very easily slide an appropriate size reel seat from the back going forward. And you just figure out where you want it on the rod. We mark it, cut the grip off from that point forward, slide the reel seat up, epoxy it into place, and then just reinstall cork tape and X-Shrink over the back. Done appropriately, You would never know a factory thing.
Yeah.
And it's honestly, it's a pretty inexpensive.
And it's perfect for like the Terramar. The Tranks, I mean.
Exactly. Yeah, that's
Terramar Tranks combination there. It's really nice. And you talk about an easy to use surface iron combination.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you actually stock those at Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah. And, we do. Depends on the model and time and everything else. But the entire process to get one done on your own rod is usually only about a week or so, maybe 2 weeks, worst case scenario. And it's a lot less expensive than you think. If you have a favorite jig stick that you want to put a Tranks on, there are aftermarket clamps available. Yeah. But surprisingly enough, the entire cost of installing a reel seat on your rod is often less than the cost
of a
clamp.
Mm-hmm.
So every scenario works. You just figure out what's right for you, Don.
And I don't know. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I think that Shimano is actually going to start producing similar rods with a reel seat in it.
These next few tour events for Shimano coming up, I know next Saturday at Save on Tackle we have a Shimano tour event. We will be showing some new rods that have reel seats on them.
Ooh.
So
yeah, and of course the big one, the Longfin in orange.
Yeah,
we'll be broadcasting live there on June 13th,
and they're
Saturday.
They could be available at that time.
It could, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and I know they're going to have a lot at that June 13th Shimano Day at Longfin in orange. They're going to have a lot of salesman samples and demo gear.
That's a really good
it's
time to buy
some really
gear, yeah.
So you want to mark your calendar for that one. We're going to start that whole thing off doing a live broadcast, and it's coming up quickly.
Yeah,
so you
couple
better
weeks.
Jump on it. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thanks, Don.
All right, with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report when Cast Tour is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Hey, the local tuna and yellowtail fishing is happening, and you should make the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design that makes it easy for you to hook your bait and put your fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus Hooks at your favorite tackle store. Let's start off, we got the man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, Castman.
Castman.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Buenos dias, Pedro.
What's happening, Castman?
Not too much, man. Just up here in Oregon playing some golf and waiting for the salmon season to start here, which will be in a couple of months. But I'll be back home and then back up again by that time. But great weather.
Ready
up here.
To go fishing with Ricky, right? Coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Man, Ricky, we're less than a month away, man.
Christmas Island.
Can't wait.
Christmas Island, yeah. You're going to have, I'll tell you, it is a special place, and it's definitely going to open up your eyes to some fantastic fishing, especially for those GTs.
Yeah. I'm so pumped.
Anyway, the fishing down in Cabo remains very, very good. Striped marlin finally bite started to come on again. They've been there. That's just been teasing all the anglers, coming up on the lures and but not taking anything. But they've been going on the bite, and top boats are releasing 2 to 4 per day. Up inside the Sea of Cortez there, around Punta Gordo and the Intergordo Bank, all the way up to the Iman Bank, San Luis, and being around the area. Some great bottom fishing going on up there for big amberjack, cabrilla and grouper, and, of course, the Huachinango, which is the red snapper. The only problem right now in that area is the lack of sardinas. They're really having trouble getting that bait. I guess there's been some large swells there in the area, and I guess this, they have the sardines tend to scatter. Otherwise, some good fishing. There are tuna, but I think once you get sardina going, they can get those tuna up. I think that's you'll see that tuna bite really come on good there in that area. Same thing up in La Paz there. Along the beaches from La Paz all the way down to Gordo Banks and that Punta Gordo area, some good roosters are finally in there now. Some nice fish. No, none of the real big ones yet, the big 60, 70, 80 pounders that normally come in that'll be in there by next month in July, and also July. You'll start seeing them. But there are some nice roosters being caught and released, thank God. Over in Mazatlan there, the striped marlin bite did dip down a little bit from what it had been. They are catching a few blue marlin there also. Down at Ixtapa's Zihuatanejo, a great fishery down there offshore. Lots of sails down there right now, a few blue marlin mixed in. And, of course, along the beaches there, a lot of jacks and rooster fish there in that area. So some good action along the beaches. And we'll wind up with Cancun down there. The white marlin have finally come in. They're getting some nice white marlin. What's something I've never caught, but if you want to get a shot at the white marlin, it's going to be that this time frame, May and June, not only for the white marlin, but the sales. That's kind of their peak time, those 2 months, May and June, for that Cancun area. But, you know, they are getting their king mackerel. They are getting their wahoo and a variety of other fish. But that's the report for this week. I'll talk to you guys next Saturday. Anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, Christmas Island, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510. Check us out on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
I know there's been a lot of people asking me questions about next May Christmas Island, mid-May of next year, because this year's the one with you and Rick this year already sold out. So that's when it's going to be, next May, right, Cass?
Yeah, exactly. And I've already got taking some reservations for that that date. There's still also spots left. So if you've been thinking about going with Pete and I, now's your chance. Give me a call at, you know, Cast Tours, we can set you up for the trip for next year. It's a fabulous, fabulous trip. A lot of great bone fishing on the flats. Of course, you got the GTs along the reefs, and some great offshore fishing for wahoo and yellowfin tuna. And like we've talked about before, I heard there's some dogtooth tuna there, and I'm going to go.
Do some research tonight.
Let's get those things, Cass.
Yeah. Well, Ricky, you and I and Ken are going to specifically jig for those guys.
I'm ready to spend a day doing it. I really want to catch one of those things.
Oh, yeah, they're incredible looking fish, man.
Well, hey, Cass, man, thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you next Saturday. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Hey, same to you guys. Take care.
All right.
Thanks, Cass.
Appreciate that very much. And, of course, don't want to forget that, of course, Memorial Day weekend is a great celebration and initial start of summer, but we don't want to forget what it's all about, and that is remembering those who served and those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country. So hats off, and a lot of thoughts go toward there, and I know there's going to be a lot of celebrations for that this weekend. So Memorial Day weekend.
Good call,
really,
bro.
Kind of a
cool
thing here. Hey, talking about wicked tuna, and our good buddies that are coming out here, Captain Paul Hebert and Captain Dave Marciano from the hit TV show National Geographic, Wicked Tuna, cool show. And you're going to have a chance to rub elbows with these guys for an evening at the Bally High on Monday, June 15th. This thing is already filling up, so that's don't want you to hesitate in buying a $25 ticket to spend an evening with these guys, because the list is long, and we can only take so many people to this event. We're going to have a great all the money goes to taking kids fishing with Friends of Rollo, and you're going to be able to hang out with Dave Marciano and Paul Hebert. Really going to be a fun evening there, 5 to 7:30 at the Bally High. Tickets are $25, and there's going to be an amazing raffle going on, including having a chance to buy a trip to go fishing with Captain Paul Hebert and another trip to go fishing with Captain Dave Marciano back in Boston or in Gloucester.
I think that's so rad.
Now, you know, the other thing, too, is that people were kind of, you know, Team Wicked Piss and Team Hard Merchandise.
Sure.
You know, a lot of guys are going on the trip.
The Tuna Wars trip.
The Tuna Wars trip. And a lot of guys were kind of going, Wicked Pissing, well, that's kind of, you know, kind of a weird, you know, you kind of leaves your imagination of what wicked pissa means. Well, the anybody from Gloucester and that area, I guess that's a term that they use back there to say, like, oh, that's really cool.
That's
really kicking or whatever. It's not a derogatory term. It's like just like you say, instead of saying, wow, that's great, you say wicked pissa. So that's right. Kind of the whole term of that term there. So Team Wicked Pissa with Paul Hebert is and that's kind of the way it is. He's just wicked pissa. And he's a lot of fun. And Dave Marciano, of course, real great family guy and just really neat, real people.
It's going to be so
And you're
going
to be able to have a lot of fun just hanging out with them. Again, tickets are going really quickly. I was talking to Jim Holden, and tickets are it's going
to
be sold out.
And
so
how cool
you to miss out.
How cool you get to do that for only $25.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the thing. They made it affordable for everybody. If you want to come, you're going to get to go spend a fun night with these guys, have some fun, talk some fishing. It's only going to cost you $25.
And what a great location. The Bally High.
The best.
Oh, there's such great people over there. We're going to have a no-host bar. We're going to have hors d'oeuvres as part of the deal. And, again, an amazing raffle to raise money. All the money raised is going to be to go to Friends of Rollo. So you want to get a ticket, you just go on the website, rollokids.org, rollokids.org. Right on the front page of that, you'll see you can just click on there and you buy the ticket right online, rollokids.org. And then don't forget, too, there's still spots available on the two trips that happen the following day. Of course, the reception is June 15th, Monday, June 15th, from 5 to 7:30 at the Bally High in Shelter Island. And then Tuesday, you're going fishing. And there's spots available with both Team Hard Merchandise and Team Wicked Pissa, $1,000 a ticket. And it's a two-day trip on the Tribute and the Eclipse. And it's going to be a really fun deal. Now, the other thing, too, is Fisherman's Processing is going to all be there. And they're going to be weighing the fish to see who is going to be the champion
That's cool.
when they come back. So I know Sean and Rosie will be down there with a scale and at C4 Sport Fishing and be the official weighmasters and declare the victor of those two trips. So if you want to be a part of the team, just give Jim a call at Friends of Rollo, 949-285-8819. Again, reception is Monday, June 15th. The trip is the 16th through the 18th, either on the Eclipse or that's going to be with Team Hard Merchandise, or on the Tribute with Team Wicked Pissa. So check that out. Give Jim a call at Rollo Kids, 949-285-8819. 949-285-8819, and grab your spot.
You got it. Well, hey, with that, too, you mentioned Fisherman's Processing. I want to say a congrats, too, to Sean Sebring. I know he was given an award yesterday, presented an award from Sport Fishing Association of California from SAC for outstanding leadership just for, you know, over three decades of working for the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet, both at the landing and being the guy that handled everything outside and then moving to Fisherman's Processing, doing everything he does, and was recognized by Sport Fishing Association for an award for that and couldn't go to a more deserving guy.
Well
too,
deserved, you know? Yep, for like, Sean. He's been an amazing guy throughout the industry for decades.
Yeah. If you fished long range, I mean, you know well things run down there, and it's because of what Sean started and now carried on by Chris and the guys, but, like, very well-deserving guy for sure.
And the quality of the processing, I mean, I picked up some fish this week.
It's
just beyond.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just beyond. You take care of your fish. Like, a lot of the boats are really dialed in now. You send it to Fisherman's Processing, the quality that Raymond's the master filleter. There's nobody can even come close to what Raymond does. And the value of fish today, you know, people are hacking it away on their boats or whatever. You take it to a processor, Fisherman's Processing, and the quality you get back, you're going to enjoy for months, even years.
Yeah, you said it. It's the final step that the fish deserve. You know, all of us, whether you're paying to go on one of the great sport fishing boats to take good care of your catch, or just taking care of it on your boat and bleeding it and icing it and putting it in the kill bag or the box and doing everything the right way, like, that's the last step. You know, that's the step that your product deserves.
It's
the best treatment there is. No doubt about it, for sure. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, catch reports, all kinds of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Mark
your calendar for the big event. The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a Shimano Day Saturday, June 13th. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G. Loomis factory representatives on hand to show you the latest rods and reels from Shimano One, the latest rods from G. Loomis, and all the new line from Power Pro. Power Pro experts will be on hand as well to teach you the best connections and talk about how to use Power Pro to improve your fishing. Inside the Longfin, there's a Shimano store within the store, and there will be special offers available from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro for this one day only. The day starts off with Pete and Rick doing the Let's Talk Hookup radio show live from the entrance of the Longfin at 7. Plus, you can win great stuff in a big raffle with lots of giveaways. Shimano Day is Saturday, June 13th, starting at 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at longfin.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season, so why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters, so gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com.
When it comes to tackle storage, it's got to be Flambeau, with several new products designed just for anglers. Check out the new H2O soft tackle system, now available in three sizes, complete with Tuftainers, the finest plastic tackle storage containers with Z-Rust, which has proven to be the best protection against rust and corrosion. Flambeau Tackle System's new AZ tackle system has flexible designs to match your type of fishing. And for travel, protect your rods with a tough bazooka rod carrier. Flambeau, available at Turner's Outdoorsman, Sport Chalet, and other fine tackle retailers.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Benny.
All right, so let's jump into it.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Jeffrey calling us from Rosarito this morning. Good morning, Jeffrey. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Jeffrey.
I have a comment about the launching ramp at San Diego Harbor.
Okay.
I knew a couple about down here in Mexico how hard it is and how lucky you guys are up from that side of the border. But once you get down to that little dinky hole at low tide, if it's still the same way as I remember when I launched a boat back in the 80s, you almost need insurance to get out. When are they going to do something to open it up and maybe designate that as a jet ski kayak?
Boy, it's a good question. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting. And not only that, it's got holes in the concrete. I mean,
it's
embarrassing. I mean, the port should be embarrassed about that, frankly. You know, in fact, I should have had talk with the when we were down in
Yeah, Florida, right.
I'm sure embarrassed with it myself.
Yeah.
And last year I considered launching at MCRD. We have a dinky little hole to the Great Pacific Ocean. But at least once you get your boat in the water, you got a bit of a dock, and you got the pretty wide little bay there between the Navy and the Marine Corps. But this one here, San Diego, it is.
Call the port. Call the port. Send emails to the port and say, when are you going to do something about this Shelter Island launch ramp? Because it's, you know, if you want the ultimate in launch ramp follies, that is the location right there.
I know, I remember a while ago, and I remember Dwayne Patnaud from San Diego Anglers Club was talking about, there was quite a bit of talk. They had, you know, they had set aside however much, X amount of dollars that they were going to do, you know, do a change to the San Diego launch ramp facility. And I remember that Dwayne and those guys did a lot of work, and I wish I knew more of the specifics, but they basically stopped the process, and the reason they stopped it was for the best reason of they were going to do nothing that was going to help anything.
Good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going
to
redo.
They need to expand that breakwater. They need to, you know, make it wider. They just need to expand it.
Right. And what they were going to do was nothing for improvement. Maybe it would look nicer, but it wasn't anything that was going to be of any real substance.
They were going to put up another gazebo or something.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Like, all the money was going to go to something so unnecessary.
Yeah,
and the guy said,
hey,
if we're going to do this, let's do it right and spend the money the right way.
Yeah,
so hopefully
absolutely.
We can get an update and see what's going on. I agree, man.
Well, yeah, we'll see. I'll work on that.
Fun.
We were down in Mazatlan with the commissioner of the port, and Dan, great guy,
yeah,
really good guy. So maybe
just to know where
might
we
might be a good call.
Yeah,
All right. We'll see if we can find out something, Jeffrey. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Charlie, who's calling us from Gardena this morning. Charlie, you're on next with Captain Benny.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Question for Benny. Benny, do you provide live bait on your trips?
You know, I don't. You know, it's mainly an artificials only. Unless I go offshore, then it's needed. But
so you primarily fish those yellows at the 150 area on plastics and artificials, then, huh?
Plastics, artificials, flat poles, wax wings. So we have a pretty good variety. You know, the thing about dropping bait on some of those bird schools, they're moving so quick, and you know, by the time you go in, put a bait on your hook, and then flip it out there, that school could already been gone, where you pull up, slide ahead of them, make a cast with a jig, whether it be plastic, surface iron, flatball, whatever it may be, you may be already on a triple or a quadruple by the time the guy has a bait in the water. So, and the fish are moving so quick, and once you do hook the fish, the school's kind of moved off, so you're just left to fight the fish.
And of course, on a sport boat, it's a different deal. We have a lot of bait to get them keyed in on the bait.
Yep.
When you're on a small skiff or a small boat, they really want the artificial way more than they want the bait.
Yeah.
And we all witnessed that, right, Ricky? I mean, it's, you throw bait at them, they don't want it. You throw a yo-yo, or you throw especially surface iron, or like you said, the little small plastics, and they're all over it.
Yeah.
You watch the way that the three-quarter day boats fish those bird school yellowtail when they're fishing that. When they slide up on them, they are shoveling bait. I mean, they fire in one shot about the entire amount that our private boat bait tank holds, period. Like the entire day's worth of bait, they'll shovel on one stop just to get those things to fire up on the bait that they have, get them, you know, get enough bait in the water, those things start trying to chase those sardines around. Then they flash the boat, they eat a few baits and they eat the jigs, and then they're on again.
Yep.
Well, if you try to do that with a private boat, you would put everything you had on one school. Whether it bit or not would be a whole other story. It's just, you're right. You're so quick, and you know, the other thing with artificial like that, when you're fishing surface iron, you're attached to them on heavier gear, and you can put a little more heat on the fish. It's just, it's the way to go for this type of fishing.
For sure. And not, you know, I got to mention the Everingham Brothers Bait Company. You talk about unbelievable bait right now.
So good right
now. I mean, it is the best right now. Those guys are, and it's not easy to make right now.
They've got
anchovies and sardines, and I'm telling you, Buck and the gang are working really hard to make it all. So kudos out there to Henry, Chris, all the guys on the bait barge, and Buck, the superior leader there of Everingham Brothers. Keep up the great work. Thank you very much for being there for us, and thank you for the call. Hey, you want to go on an extraordinary kayak trip? I mean, the ultimate kayak trip. We have our Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water Seminar Wednesday, June 3rd. That's a week from next Wednesday. And it's so much fun. Benny, you've done it.
I haven't
done
it yet.
Oh, you have? I thought
you
did have.
No, I
know Joe from Shimano is going to be there.
Joe will be there, but I hear nothing but great things. You know, world-class calico bass, world-class, you know, yellowtail fishing, and the fact that you can bring your Hobie Cat or Hobie or borrow one.
And well, yeah, and Ron Lane supplying for a $50 renter fee a brand new Hobie Mirage Drive kayak if they're still available.
Yeah, I know Carl Schmidt, who works for the Islander and also works for us sometime. He was in the shop yesterday. We were talking about the last trip that they did over there, and he said almost every single person had yellows in their kayak, like really good yellowtail fishing on their kayaks. And he said, basically, the only people that didn't have yellows were just the diehards that wanted to stay in the weeds and do nothing but fish for big bass.
Yeah.
He said every person would watch the other guy get, okay, I'm going to go do it a little bit. So they'd wave the boat down. So the cool thing about those Islander kayak trips, if you haven't done it, they have basically a support skiff that just is a tender to everybody in the kayaks. Yeah. And the guys would wave their paddle and call them on the VHF. They'd zip out. They'd bring them a little bit more bait when their bait supply would run by. They'd pin a couple of baits on, just get outside the kelp line, and just slow troll paddle themselves down and just getting yellows full speed. He said it was so much fun.
Oh, and you want a hamburger?
Cold beer and a cheeseburger. That comes standby.
And all the food's included. Islander does such a great job on these trips. They're totally dialed in. John and the gang and Carl's on the boat now.
On and on. Exactly. I know he worked the last trip, working for us right now in the shop, you know.
Yeah. So you might have a celebrity appearance with Carl, you know.
But, and utility
player. John's going to be there.
John will be there.
Yeah.
And just like
Jason Murphy.
And just like any of the Shimano Let's Talk trips, you know, great use of some of the gear that'll be there.
Free to use.
And great
giveaways.
And the raffle prizes will be super. So
I'm stunned really that there's still spots available. I think there's like a handful of spots available. And I'm going to tell you this. If you guys don't buy them, I'm gonna go. Because that is such a fun trip.
It really is.
It's really a great trip. It's Wednesday, June 3rd. You leave in the evening on Wednesday, June 3rd. You fish Thursday, the 4th. And then you're back early in the morning on Friday, the 5th. Really a lot of fun. And guess where you call to make reservations? Oh. Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
There you go.
Give Ricky or Ryan a call. Doug, call today.
Right now.
There's just a handful of spots. It's going to fill, and it's going to be fun. I know Ron Lane's going to go from Fastlane. He's bringing some kayaks and a really great attitude, too. A lot of fun. So jump on it.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high-cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone-printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
My Angler H2O. I will never use that
fakey fluorescent pink bait or drag my hula popper through the mud. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed stumps, rocks, and submerged station wagons. And outsmart the ravenous river otter. I will save water by taking shorter showers for higher lakes. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
XSPRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, my gosh, this club is playing fantastic baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Announcing Yamaha Outboards Wake Up the Season sales event. Now through June 17th, purchase an eligible select new Yamaha four-stroke outboard and get up to $500 in dealer credit. This exciting offer is only available during the Wake Up the Season sales event and only until June 17th. See your nearest Yamaha Outboards dealer for details or visit YamahaOutboards.com. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
This offer ends June 17th, 2015. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.